In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm gonna make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello, and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
I'm Jared.
And we're back for your Dear DST episode. Right now, we are, I believe we're 1 week away from Jordana's wedding. Or is this coming out? I think we're on the plane.
No, it comes out. Well, you will be. I'm leaving Friday. I'm coming on Friday. We discussed in last episode how excited we both are. This is it's a true Betches celebration.
It is. It's going to be, I'm just very thrilled that when people are listening to this, like, I will be in warm weather.
Yes.
In a nice hotel celebrating Jordana's nuptials.
It is so easy. The nups. It is so easy to talk shit on the destination wedding, which I have many times. But when you're talking shit about the destination wedding from the outside, it's when you aren't sure about going or you feel obligated to go, when you have made the decision to go, when you are like all booked and the shekels have been spent, you are then excited for the destination wedding, because it is a mental mountain to get over. But once you have climbed over, it is all sliding downhill the minute you start that trip. So it is interesting, the dynamic of the destination wedding. Because I used to say, like, someone would be like, oh, like the destination wedding. I would be like, yeah, I wasn't looking for it. There's a friend of mine was like, it's your vacation. And I was like, yeah, I've never been on, like, vacation. But, like, I wish Keith's aunt was here. You know, like, it's, you know, like.
Right. It's fun if you're in the inner circle, then it's a vacation because you would maybe actually take a vacation with those people.
Yes.
But if you're not, it's like, actually, no, this is a mandatory weekend and money pit.
Yes.
Actually. But no, we're going to, this is not that case. Yeah. And also, it's just so easy when you get there because everything's planned for you. You don't have to, like, where are we going to eat tonight? When are we going to do the massage? When are we going to go to the pool? Everyone just, you just follow the flock.
And follow the leader. Someone, exactly. It's someone else's problem, and then that person is the person whose big day it is. So,
or their planner.
Yeah. Or their planner, whatever.
Let's do a non-scale win in DST so we can go hit the beach by noon.
Yes.
Okay, let's do the listeners first. Hi, Sammy, Aileen, and guest Jared. I love
what
the
up?
Pod. I love the pod because it's so relatable. I feel seen. My non-scale win is that I usually start essentially hibernating for the winter and eating like shit, which makes me feel so bad by the time the holidays even roll around. The reason I do this is because I've been somewhat restricting all summer. Makes sense. This is the first year in a while where I haven't been binge eating all fall and have even continued doing some yoga and light workouts. In the past, I do cardio all summer and then completely stop moving until the spring or if I end up going on vacation. I really hope to keep this steady pace of eating somewhat normally and doing light workouts all throughout the winter. But you know, it gets hard. Love you guys so much and appreciate all you do. Thank you. Pacing all year round, betch. Look, she's like a bear. I get it. I'm the same.
But she's doing it. Good for her. Like, this is such an amazing win. This is why I love Peloton so much. My parents have a Peloton. I don't have one, but every time I'm at their house, do the Peloton. Go on the Peloton. And the idea that you can do a 10-minute workout and, you know, instead of a 0-minute workout is amazing. Like, this person, like, It's like they all say, like all these fitness people, all these health people, their big thing is consistency. And, you know, that I'm proud of this person. They're going to have good days and bad days. And that's amazing. Like, that's kind of like my non-scale win is waking up today and having egg whites, like, and feeling hungry and then just being like, okay, I'm good. Like, and just having that, like that, I had a meal that made me satisfied. And I walked away with, because yesterday I ate egg whites and then I was like, I got to have a cookie. And I was like, I can't not have a cookie. And then I walked to this, I walked from one coffee place to the other coffee place that they're like 3 blocks away from each other. And I got coffee at the second place. I was like, don't get the cookie. You just had the egg. You just had the egg. You don't need the cookie. I get the coffee. I go, what type of cookie is it? They're like,
Oh, you're just
it's
asking?
Chocolate chunk. I just had to ask. I just had to know. And they go, it's chocolate chunk made
with
tahini.
Can't you see the chocolate chunks?
Well, I could see it. But they were like, and there's such big chunks. And then I start looking closer. And then they go, it's actually not so bad for you because it's made with tahini. I'm like, and I literally looked at the coffee person. I go, shut the fuck up. I know them, so they were okay with it. But I was like, don't tell me tahini is the reason I'm going to have abs. Do not say this is healthy because of the tahini that was in place of the what? The thing I didn't even know existed before this? The butter? Yeah. I don't. Tahini, I will sit here and drink tahini in front of you, and I'll show you how unhealthy it can fucking be. So don't tell me it's healthy. The chocolate chip cookie is magically healthy for tahini's sake. So I literally look at them, I go, shut the fuck up. And I go on this huge rant and they're like, okay, do you just want a coffee? And I'm like, no, I'll take the cookie too. So then I ate the cookie.
I took the cookie after all.
And I sat outside and I like went from like, and the cookie wasn't big. It was, and I mean, I could turn this into a non-scale win, but I started taking bite of the cookie, sip of the coffee. And they have really good espresso there. So it was like a really deep flavored espresso. And I get a little vanilla. So I have my vanilla espresso, sip, cookie. And I get done with it. And the woman came out who works there and she goes, so it was good, right? And I go, yeah. And I feel like I just worked out because of the tahini. So thanks. And she started laughing. And I turned back to her and I go, I'm actually thinking of getting another. And she had already left the conversation. She's like already inside the place. She'd walked away from me. And I go, you can't have another. You just fucking, you sound like an idiot. You're alone on a bench talking to nobody. And I walked away and I was okay with eating the cookie. Like the win of it was like, I'm happy I ate the cookie. But then the double win of it is that I got the cookie yesterday. And then today I didn't need it. Today, right. I had my egg whites and it was fine. So,
right. Yeah. Contrary to popular belief, you don't have to go totally off the rails just because you have a cookie. But I get that.
I mean, if I had the second tahini cookie, I'd be like, okay, what the fuck are you doing? But,
right.
These are wins. What's your non-scale win?
You know, I was really struggling to come up with something, but then it just hit me. I did this morning after months of putting it off. Finally schedule my embryo freezing this morning. So
congratulations.
Thank you. I think I was putting it off. I was like, I'll just call and let them know, like, I'm coming tomorrow. You know, you can't do that. You have to like plan it in advance. And like, it's a whole thing. So I'm glad that I called when I did, because I might have missed the opportunity to do it in the short window I wanted to do it in between travel plans. So yeah, I'm proud of myself that I did that. I called the doctor.
This is the beginning of the rest of your life in a certain way. Isn't that nice? Isn't that kind of cool? Like, this
is
the first call that led to a family. Like, isn't
that
like,
gosh, yeah.
If you think, that's, I know, I don't mean, it's weird to say it that way, but I think that's like kind of a beautiful, amazing thing.
It's true, because here's the thing. It was like on me. I was like, okay, well, when is this going to happen? I was like, I have to call. I have to make it. No one's going to like do it for me. Like, I'm the one in charge of calling. So if I want to fit it into my schedule, like, I need to do this.
Weren't you like, was there any point where you're like, I'm 13. I shouldn't be making this call. Like, don't you feel like you're still a kid?
Yes. I'm like, can't my mom just arrange it? Like, but then like, no, you have to talk about like where you are in your birth control pack. Like,
hilarious.
Yeah. So I'm proud that I did that. It was on my, I can officially check it off my to-do list, that means.
That feels great. That's a non-scale in itself.
Just it had moved so far down the to-do list because I was like, oh, this is never happening. Like, you know, and like those things that you like, you keep moving them down. Yeah, that was. That
I'll make a to-do list for the next day just so I can get it off of mine for today.
Same.
Like I'll just turn a page in my notebook. I'll take my notebook. I'll be like, okay, that goes tomorrow.
Yep. It's basically tomorrow already. So yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer, exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company, fit for all times.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. What does the Weather Channel app share in common with a personal trainer and a life coach? It's an ally on your quest to wellness. What you do with this insight is up to you. Like running an extra mile when air quality is good, or checking your allergy forecast so not even ragweed can disrupt your chi. It's more than a weather app. What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
All right, let's do some advice.
Let's do it.
This is a Dear DST, Dear Sammy and guest, Jared. Gonna get right into it with this one. That's you. I recently started dating again, post a COVID breakup situation, and I've been going on a lot of first dates, but not that many second dates, but that's a problem for another time. Every time I go on a date, I spend hours obsessing over my outfit because I'm so stressed about how my body looks in clothes. I'm not large, but I'm not small, but I feel like I'm small enough to fool them in clothes that I'm smaller than I am. So I start thinking about what's a realistic outfit. A dress and Spanx, of course. And then how about when we're in the bedroom, when they will they feel like they were fooled? I would love any advice you have when it comes to dating and body confidence. Sammy, when you were dating Avi, did you overly stress about your outfits, etc.? It makes me feel silly, but this is a true problem I'm having. Love, trying to be single and confident, bitch. Okay. I will say, just to answer her direct question.
Yeah, answer her question.
Honestly, I didn't stress about my outfits because I was so excited about my outfits. I was like in a part of my life where I was like getting thinner. So I liked like wearing stuff and I was excited to like show my outfits to him. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the difference between dating in a part of your life where you feel good about your body and dating in a part of your life where you don't. So...
Well, I mean, also you can get excited about an outfit no matter how much you weigh or what you wear. It might not feel good to like try them on. Like I go through that. I talked about it on this podcast before, like the horrors of going with my mom to like pick out clothing. Maybe go with a friend and pick out clothing that like understands, like, mm-hmm. and go pick out like some new stuff that you're excited about wearing. And then now you got some date outfits. Like that's great and fun. And, you know, I guess money solves everything, but as always, just spend money, throw money at it. No, I'm kidding. But I would say that's a solution in a number of solutions. Like, it's like, get excited about what you're putting on your body for the date. Like, let's do that.
I agree. An outfit makes a huge difference, and you don't have to spend insane amounts on an outfit. Also, if you're budgeting your money, you can fit it into your budget for the month. So that's a separate issue. So here's what I think is kind of where something she said about, I feel like I'm small enough to fool them in clothes and I'm smaller than I am. Mm. This is a pattern. I think there's this belief that like women think if I'm not where I want to be in terms of my looks, how can I fool them? Either with makeup, Spanx, you know, a contour, Botox, whatever it is. There's always this belief that I think women have that they need to fool the guy they're dating, that they're more attractive than they are until they're further enough along. So it's like when Kristen Wiig and Bridesmaids like put on her makeup in the morning, like it's that whole like, I can trick him.
Well, they do it with a lot of things. It's not just that. I always hated the idea of like, I gotta reveal my crazy. And it's like, that's insane. That's so stupid. Like, why would you, like, I don't even, like, guys are generally not hiding much. I mean, look how they dress for a first date.
Unless they're like the con artist, then they're hiding it all.
I mean, we can't, you're always going to get fucked over by liars if you're being honest. So we can't really.
And that's the argument for honesty.
I mean, that's just, it just sucks. And that's why life sucks. You can get screwed sometimes. But let's account for like normal everyday people that are just trying to get by and find someone they want to get along with for the rest of their lives and have children and die. So let's think of those people. But if you're on a date with someone, why not just double text? Why not just, you know, wear the makeup you like that you feel best in? Like, yeah, I do understand like this idea of like you want to look like your best self and all that stuff, but like fooling, like, you're not fooling anybody. You're genuinely not.
Also, when you call what you're doing, which is like trying to look better than you do when you roll out of bed, when you call that fooling someone or like pulling the wool over some guy because you're not as hot as you looked on the date when you wake up, like you're also putting yourself down. Because like
I agree.
You think about like a supermodel on a magazine cover that you're probably like aspiring to look like. They don't look like that either.
No one
looks like they do at their hottest.
I'll say this too. I put up a tweet the other day and on Instagram that got it got a few people upset. Not all, but a few.
Which one was it?
It was women seem to have two modes. Like hours of makeup and hair and then clothes that
messy bun.
And then it's like clothes that were thrown into the hamper. It was a joke. It was, and then I put in the caption, I was like, men have no mode. We wear Under Armour out on a Saturday night. So like, I'm making fun of men too in the caption. Fine. I also don't think I'm making fun of women. I'm just noticing like they will.
It's accurate.
It's pretty accurate. And, you know, I could understand.
I mean, it's accurate for me. I don't know. I can't speak for every woman, but for me, it is accurate.
I'm also hitting on, you know, a man talking about a woman's looks. I can understand why that would like hit someone the wrong way. I can understand that. But I was never negative about those two looks. We like all of those looks. Men love yoga pants. I noticed this with yoga pants. Men are like, oh my God, did you see that chick in the yoga pants? And then sometimes women get a hold of this information and they'll be like, ugh, I work out in these. And it's like, yeah, we don't know how you feel in them. We know how you look in them and we think it's hot. So like, we like the hamper look too. Like I have been as attracted to the hamper look as I have been to the done up look. So like the idea that like one is better than the other. No. Men love variety. Men love when you put your hair up, you know, in a bun and then wear it down and then do the middle part and do the side part. And sometimes, you know, you see a man, you know, pigtails and he goes wild and you're like, that's kind of weird. He goes wild. He goes wild for the differences, the fun of the change. Men don't change their look really ever, if at all. They just kind of wither away and lose hair and lose and get shorter and just disintegrate to the ground. Women have this like variety of Barbie dolls that they can dress up as. Then we love them all. So this woman who's like, I'm hiding. No, you're giving him a version of you that he likes. And that's why he's there on the date with you.
Yeah. I always find it so annoying when girls are like, oh, I ran into them after my workout. Like I looked so bad. Or like if a guy proposed like, oh, I was wearing my workout outfit when he proposed. It's like, you don't look bad in those outfits. Those are expensive, nice outfits. And maybe your hair is a little frizzier, but like, well, so what? You know?
I mean, we all want to feel good in our clothing. I understand that. But like, if you're ever thinking of what a guy thinks, you're probably, it's a waste of time. I really do believe that. Like, and I mean that in like the physical sense, because like, we're just like, we're more down than I think we're given a lot.
Well, once they're giving you the time of day, I think that's the case. It's, you know, maybe if a guy's not into you, he's not into you. But once they're like in a little, they're trying, well, you know.
It is interesting the way guys consider when they get swiped right on a dating app. Like we all think the other person's thinking like us, which is a mistake. But like when a guy matches with you on a dating app, he's matched with you, like you should own the fact that he thinks you're hot. Like that's the reason the match happened. Like guys will do that to women and that's why they go down the route of let's have sex right away, because they're like, well, you match with me, you think I'm hot. You know what I mean? Right. And it's like, I don't think women think that way as much or, you know, in that nature, you know, so.
I don't know if women realize that like the more ridiculous thought is that they don't think you're hot once they're like matched with you than that they do. Like if you assume that they think you're hot, you're kind of making the right assumption, even if it's false. It is an insecurity that you're like questioning it, because they already did the thing that indicates what they think.
We're animals. We're swiping them like animals. Like it's
lovely.
Like, I sometimes the truth sets you free, you know? And it's like, I do believe there's a perspective that could be looked at this. So it's like this person who's like, I know she's very nervous and worried. And I appreciate that. And I'm self-conscious too. So I understand everything she's saying. But there's a perspective to look at it with that can maybe be helpful. You know, and that perspective is a little bit icky that this man is there because he's drooling over you, but he hasn't thought once about whether he'd marry you or not. He's just, you know, like, well, you know, like if a woman's swiping because she's like, oh, he could be a good partner. Like that's never thought what he's thinking, you know.
Ladies, take comfort in that evolutionary reality. He thinks you're hot. Don't worry. Yeah. All right, this has been so much fun. We'll have you back when Aileen is back. Which will also be great as well. We're gonna, you know, we love having you on here.
I love coming on this show. It's my favorite show to go on. I have the best time. I love I mean, I sound, there's probably some psychologist that hears me on, like, they could like listen to all my episodes in a row. They're like, okay, this guy's got fucking problems. But I love talking about all these issues because it's a big part of my life and it's always good to connect on it. And I love the audience here. Everyone that reaches out is always super nice and fun. And, you know, I see, I'm in the Facebook group, so I see comments.
You know, they
there.
Like you.
Yeah. I know they like me. So I,
you know,
I
you're their favorite.
I hope I didn't ruin it with this week of being a guest, but I think we had a great time. So yeah. Thank you.
I think you did okay. I don't think you ruined it, but you know, yeah. I could be wrong. Who knows? Everyone go see Jared and Jordana at the U Up show. U Up Live. It's December 8th. I will be there. It is going to be, although actually my egg freezing might coincide, so maybe I won't, but I'm hoping to be there. And it's so much fun. It's such a fun time. It's literally like laughing for 2 hours. The audience is involved. You can, you know, maybe meet a guy, who knows?
Well, listen, I was at a show in Toledo last weekend and there was a woman who came from Cleveland. She was at our live Cleveland show and we gave her a dating app makeover and she said she is now engaged to the guy she met.
Yes, right. I knew there was an anecdote like that happened.
What happened was, it's actually an interesting story. She came on stage and we gave her a dating app makeover and she said that we said things to her that were very true and it made her go back to a guy that was like, she was like not sure about and gave it a real chance and now they're engaged.
That's amazing. I mean, you're basically playing the role of like a psychic on a Real Housewives show. You're just implanting the ideas to make people make the right decisions.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, Jared. Everyone go to jaredfree.com to get tickets to U Up Live, as well as any shows that you might want to see him in just solo in person. They're very funny as well. Email DST at betches.com with Dear DST and your non-scale wins. Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. Follow me at Sammy. Follow Jared at Jared Fried. And rate, review, and subscribe, please. 5 stars. We're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Betches.